Now, looking at these medications such as Panadeine and Nurofen Nurofen Plus that contain codeine, what are actually some of the dangers associated? How real are the dangers associated with these medicines?
Look, like any medicine, these medicines are products that are not suitable for everybody. There are some people who can take them without any difficulties. There are other people for whom the codeine component may cause problems. And in fact, there are some people for whom the other components of the medicines can cause problems. You know, for example, the Nurofen Plus style medicines certainly have codeine in them, but they also have a compound called ibuprofen, and that's a problem for some people who are taking relatively common medicines for the treatment of things like high blood pressure. So there's no free ride in life when it comes to medicines. Every medicine has its potential to do us good, which is why we take them. But on the other hand, every medicine has the potential to do us harm.
Now, why are we actually seeing this being debated between chemists and doctors? Why has there been sort of a bit of consternation over the push to ban codeine-containing medications?
Look, like any large-scale regulatory change, there are less anticipated consequences. So, for example, yes, there are people who access codeine-containing products from their local pharmacy, and it's a fast and easy way to access a product that they feel is effective for their pain relief. So on the one hand, it's about consumer choice and people being able to make an active choice about what they choose to do with their lives. On the other hand, if those products cease to become readily available through pharmacies, then what that does is have one unintended consequence. It means that people, if they need to access these things, will need to go and see their doctor. And as you're probably aware, under some circumstances, it's not that easy to get in to see a GP. They're very busy people. So it means that perhaps they're going to be left stranded, waiting to access the pain relief that they want. So it's a wider issue than just the pharmacological issues.
Well, let's say the Department of Health do decide to undertake a ban on over-the-counter medicines containing codeine. They decide, well, we've heard the arguments, we think this is a ban worth having. What is the process of that? Do they actually just bring down the hammer and say there is a ban going from now on, or is there more of a consultative approach?
Look, I think that there will be nuance involved in this. I don't think it's likely that you'll be going from a situation where these products are freely available one day and then they're suddenly pulled, the access is pulled away on the next day. I suspect what may happen, for example, is they may transition through another process, and that is where the pharmacy and the pharmacist, for example, might record some details and do a more detailed conversation and consultation before issuing these products. You've probably seen an example of this with Sudafed and the cough and cold products, that there are some that you can access by speaking to the pharmacist and they record some details, take a bit of a history, and then decide on whether that's going to be suitable for you or not. I imagine that it's quite possible that that could be the process that eventually turns out to be the case for these codeine-containing products.
So something of a balancing act between, stopping these products being available to absolutely everybody but still getting through to the people that need them without sort of without too much interference, without too much upset in the terms of having to go to doctors and get prescriptions.
I think so. And, of course, the other thing it will do is it's cause a little bit of a rethink about how people go about the process of managing pain. There is some research to suggest that, at least in some cases, the pain that people are using these products for would probably be adequately managed using less complex analgesia, you know, products that don't necessarily contain codeine. Remembering that, of course, you know, the amount of codeine in these products is relatively small relative to the amount of codeine that are in other products that are available on a prescription-only basis.